This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. The third meeting of the state cabinet this year under Chief Minister Pema Khandu was held at Itanagar today. The meeting discussed and approved the action plan on Mission Sikshit Arunachal by 2029, which envisages executing the comprehensive plan to transform the education sector in Arunachal Pradesh in a span of 3 years. According to it, the State Education Department will establish a robust four-tier review mechanism at district and state levels to strengthen governance and impart quality education. Four-tier review mechanism includes monthly in districts, 2 monthly in the State Education Department, 6 monthly in ministry and yearly in cabinet. The cabinet directed the education department to strictly adhere to the execution plan, 10% success of the master plan. Chief Minister Pema Khandu dedicated 3 multi-level automated car parking in Itanagar during a function at State Civil Secretariat today. This state-of-the-art parking facilities are designed to decongest our city and provide seamless parking solutions. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Khandu said that these parking lots are constructed under the Smart City project and congratulated the Smart City team for it. He said seeing the parking issue in the capital city, more such parking lots will come up very soon. He said these facilities mark a significant step towards well-organized, modern and traffic-friendly Itanagar. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha has notched up huge digital engagement, marking a milestone in the program's journey since 2018. According to official sources, the program garnered over 30 crore views and 1.5 crore engagements on Instagram alone, while generating over 3 lakh posts on social media platform X. The Pariksha Pe Charcha this year debuted on February 10 with Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacting with 35 students drawn from across the country at Sundar Nursery on various facets of exams like preparation, handling pressure, and even leadership lessons. It was followed by 7 episodes in which boxer MC Mary Kom, actor Deepika Padukone and spiritual leader Sadhguru spoke to students on a host of issues. Gyanesh Kumar assumed charge as the new Chief Election Commissioner at Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi today. Mr. Kumar succeeds Rajiv Kumar, who completed his tenure yesterday. In his message to the people after assuming charge as Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar said the first step for nation building is voting, and every citizen of India who has completed 18 years of age should come an elector and always vote. Before this elevation as Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar was serving as Election Commissioner since 15th of March last year. Arunachal Pradesh Lieutenant Governor K.T. Parnaik extended financial assistance to renowned mountaineer Ms. Kabak Yano during a special ceremony at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. Kabak Yano is the first Nishi woman and the 5th woman from Arunachal Pradesh to scale the Mount Everest. Ms. Yano, who is on a mission to conquer all 8 peaks rising above 8,000 meters, was praised by the governor for her unwavering determination and perseverance. He urged government bodies, private organizations, and sports enthusiasts to extend their support to exceptional athletes like her. The Department of Anthropology, Rajiv Gandhi University, organized the World Anthropology Day today. The observance of World Anthropology Day serves to promote public awareness about the importance of anthropology in addressing the global challenges and understanding diverse cultures, histories, and traditions. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for 18 districts of Arunachal Pradesh for the next 24 hours. IMD has predicted rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at isolated locations. Isolated snowfall is also forecasted at higher altitudes of the state. Union Minister George Kurian said that the northeastern region has seen substantial progress in connectivity, infrastructure and overall accessibility under the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Kurian said this while addressing a press conference following a seminar organized by the state unit of BJP on the Union Budget 2025-26 in Itanagar on Tuesday. In Upper Subansiri district, 2 police constables have been suspended for alleged drug peddling. Dapurija police, acting on a tip-off, had apprehended 2 individuals for alleged drug trafficking who on inquiry turned out to be police personnel. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.